You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
This is your boy Sly Cooper. At the first time doing podcast in Detroit, Michigan, on Royal Oak, 11 East 11 Mile, 12220. East 11 Mile Road. First time doing this. How y'all doing out there in podcast land, internet search? I'm with my hostess.
Jessica.
And it's a good sunny day out in 80 degree weather. The Rib Fest is today, all weekend. If y'all love your ribs, the pork ribs, the barbecue, honey, sweet barbecue ribs and beer and band and all that, come down here at East 11 Mile Royal Oak downtown, baby.
They're having a barbecue festival down Royal Oak?
Yes, it's the Rib Fest.
Oh.
Yes.
I know where I'm going.
I know, that's right. All type of ribs from all walks of life. So I looked it up, and it was like, cause I think about bringing my boy there tomorrow, and it was like a $3 entry fee, and I thought it was like everything was included, but you got to pay separately.
Oh, so you pay $3 just to get in, and then you pay what, for tickets, or do you pay for the meals as you go?
I think the meals as you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
still worth it.
No.
Yeah, I'm definitely going. Are you going?
Yeah, because my boy he wanted me to come out last Saturday to Studio 51, and I said money was a little tight. He said you owe me dinner, and he said I asked him do you want flowers with that, and he said LOL, just laughing and everything. You have to do all that. Then he said take him to Five Guys or Wingstop. Like, yeah, I'm not. Then I'm saying maybe the Rib Fest because everybody loves ribs.
Basically. Yes. And if you don't, like, I don't think I want to talk to you because there's something right upstairs.
I try to lay off the ribs because I do have high blood pressure and I take blood pressure pills.
Yeah.
But
I'm on a keto diet, so I can actually eat ribs.
No, that's right.
So I
heard of the keto diet. How does it consist of, like?
So basically it's like you eat to like get into ketosis, you eat less than 20 carbs like a day.
Ugh.
Which is, yeah, basically impossible. Oh, but not really. I mean, you have like eggs and bacon.
Okay.
And chicken and vegetables and so, and steak. So, I mean, it's not that hard because I love steak. I love chicken. I love eggs and bacon.
Right.
I can eat all the cheese I want to, and I could just sit there and eat cheese. So, which probably ain't good for you, but it's still delicious. And then you can move up like in carbs a little bit, but you're supposed to stay like under 50 carbs a day.
50 carbs?
Yeah.
That's bread.
Yeah, exactly.
That's bread,
so I can't eat any bread, which is tough, or donuts or most things. But you know what? If you're addicted to sugar, like I was drinking like over 2 liter of pop a day.
Ooh.
Like it's probably a good idea to like reset your body because
yes,
that's like, not healthy.
I like a can of I think a can of Coca-Cola got like 42 teaspoons of sugar.
Oh, yeah. It's like probably 30, 50 carbs.
I like, sometimes I drink it, but just to get that acid taste. Because
Right. Drinking
water sometimes get boring. Like
it does. Like you need flavor. But they actually have stuff out there
yeah.
that doesn't have sugar in it that's not gross. Like there's a Zevia stuff. It's like pop that is like the artificial flavoring in it is stevia. So that doesn't like affect your blood sugar in any way like sugar does.
Right.
So or glucose levels. So it's not bad.
You're right.
It just takes getting used to.
Or
you know,
the fizzy pop called, is it Kiss? Not Kiss, but it's in a slender bottle.
Oh, the ice stuff? It's
ice,
like mango?
Yeah.
That stuff's delicious. It's so good.
The orange mango and the raspberry lemonade. Like,
that's become like my drink is like Tito's vodka.
I need to buy like 2 cases of those. Like.
I know. They're delicious. They're so good.
Oh, my God. So, and then I think this is my weekend off because I was off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, my coworker, my dietary aide, she invited me to Foley. her one of her homeboys that she knew back in the day played for a Foley tournament. And she asked him, I think he asked her, like, do he know how to play?
What is that?
Foley is like, if you play football, it's like bowling pins, and you throw a football at the bowling pins.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I heard about that.
Yeah. So it's today at 2 o'clock and referee from 2 to 2 a.m. I'm like, okay, they about to get me drunk now. Yeah. Cause, like 3 weeks, I think 3 or 4 weeks ago, I did like a guy's night out and for Foley out in Hamtramck and nobody show up. Like, come on.
Aw.
Like,
I mean, when you have like a team, you know, thing like that, like you kind of got to let people know you're going to cancel because if not, then they don't have a team to play
with. I did it like a week in advance just to see if they can, if people coming through.
Yeah.
So it was like it was $10 to get in, and then they had their little bar and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had like, I ended up getting tipsy up in there. I didn't even throw no football or nothing. Like the instructor, the instructor was there. He was playing with somebody else. Mm-hmm. It was on a Sunday, so you know it's pretty boring on a Sunday.
Yeah, it's not
so.
Like packed in there. It's yeah, dead.
So.
Well, I mean, at least you got your drink on.
Yeah, I know I got my drink on.
But you didn't have nobody to do it with, which kind of sucks.
Right. So, like, then yesterday, my first day doing Uber.
So how was that? Because
first day. It's a story behind this. The first person I picked up was a woman. I was on 8 Mile in Greenfield. So I picked up off of the FedEx behind the Office Depot.
Okay.
By Northland Mall. So picked her up. I took her home. Her house was like maybe 10 minutes away on Detroit West Side. So she asked me, do I smoke? And I say, sometimes I smoke, you know. Mm-hmm. And she I waited for her so she'd get her stuff together because she wanted me to take her down the east side, like 9 Mile and Cali, to get her east to Enterprise to get her car to see her man friend. Mm-hmm. And we end up smoking, and you know, she'd say, is you going to get in trouble on Uber and everything?
Well, they're not watching.
I know. So basically, the way I say, you need to slow down because I drive fast. And like she said, you're a runner because I know you kind of move quick and like you need to be concerned about your income because you be scared. Like last when you're
scaring the customers.
Yes, because I drive fast with the head. I be riding people's tails. Like, come on. Like,
yeah, no, that would terrify me.
So she said, you just have to what's the phrase? She said, you care, but you don't care.
Right.
Like,
you're just trying to get where you're going as quick as possible.
Yeah, so.
I mean, it's a money thing. I get it, because the quicker you get done with that, the quicker you can get on to the next one.
Like, I have to enjoy the ride sometime. I'd be, like, on a NASCAR racing mode, like, need the speed.
Passengers be like, I'm gonna die.
So, like, because I did get a comic when I was doing Lyft, and they said he drive too fast, and he do too much sharp turns. Like, I did a sharp turn so scantless, they was leaning to the right, like to the turnabout. Like,
so you're like doing the Grand Theft Auto driving just without all the other stuff that goes on with it.
Right.
That's funny. Yeah, no, I would be terrified. Yeah. Car accidents scare the crap out of me. So I'm like super cautious when I drive. I still drive fast and I kind of drive, you know, like a jerk a little bit.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm still like cautious, like, I watch like the cars a few ahead of me and stuff because, you know, one person brakes, then everybody slams on their brakes.
Yeah,
I be
hitting my brakes. Like, yeah. Oh, they look at me. They look. I know the person behind me. Like, oh shit, he braking, so I gotta get away from him.
Like. It'll keep you safe while you're driving, though. Nobody's gonna hit your back on. Right. They're too scared to be behind you. That's funny. Yeah, maybe a good idea to slow your roll.
Yeah. So I might do it like. I don't think it's going to be tonight because I'm going to be doing that Foley. I'm going to try to reframe that from drinking a lot.
I mean, good luck with that. Because basically, you're just sitting there fooling and drinking. Like, that's, you know.
Yeah, because my coworker said, let them drink you under the table. I'm like, oh, shoot. Oh, man.
Bunch of bad influences coming out.
Yes, it is. Like,
Then I do I do karaoke sometimes.
Oh, do you?
I love karaoke.
Where do you go to do karaoke?
I used to do Mr. B's, but it turned into a competition because they got the students coming from the school, and it's like, damn, like y'all sounding better than
everybody in their choir is there, yeah, like trying like out singing each other
like,
on a bed.
They harness their singing skills, like So I used to go to Mr. B's. Then I started at Scores out in Farmington Hills Hostel and Grand River. Uh-huh. Now I got wild up in there because I know the karaoke dude named Don. Mm-hmm. And almost every Wednesday, I guess first time I did, well, I did like a little strip tease up in there. Yes, I did. Like,
to what song?
I got a couple of songs I did. Like, the one was Bringing Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake.
Oh, there you go.
There you perfect. Go. I take my shirt off. I get on the bar stage and.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I've never seen anybody go all out with karaoke like that before, and I'm kind of bummed. I've never seen you karaoke.
I think this woman slapped me in my ass like, ooh, that kind of feels good right there.
I mean, what do you expect when you're doing a strip tease?
Yeah.
People are going to be smacking the booty.
Right. So
the other song I did when I came back is it, because they disrespect for me to take my shirt off before.
They're just waiting for it. They're like, that's that strip tease guy.
Yes, that's it. Like,
here we go.
Yes. So, yeah, Sly, are you ready? Come on. Yeah, I know you want to do, like, come on. Don't push me. Like, maybe if I get a couple of drinks on me, or I really don't need to drink if I wanted to take it off.
Right.
So,
excuse me, ma'am. I will get naked when I want to. You calm down.
I sing Chris Brown, I Want to Take You Down.
Uh-huh.
So I take my shirt off. I throw it across the bar. She cashed it like it was Kyle the Ugly Black on 2.0. So I got on the bar. It was a couple of ladies and they guy friends. So I think I kicked some of their drinks off.
It happens.
Yeah, I took one of their waters and I drizzled it down my body, like, you know, all through my underwear.
You
like,
did not.
Yes, I did. Like, I was, like just rubbing all on my...
That is fantastic. Yes.
Or the other one, my friend Carmen, my coworker, she'll tell you, like, yeah, he get wild at karaoke, like...
Hey, things happen when you party naked.
Yes. So I ended up grinding. I did... the next song I did was George Michael's I Want Your Sex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I ended up grinding on the bar. The same with Chris Brown, you know...
That's fantastic.
I ain't did it in a while, so he left. I think he got fired from the Scores because the snowstorm hit them, and he was late, so they fired him.
Everyone's late in a snowstorm because it's a snowstorm.
Right. So I found him at another karaoke place right here in Hayes Park. Cause a new coworker of mine.
What one's over there?
It was on. I think it was John R. It's in Hayes Park. John R. And it's like a hole in the wall bar. John R. And East 10 Mile. I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay.
Yep. East 10 Mile. So I found him by another coworker. She's brand new, so she asked me, "Do I want to go karaoke?" And her name is Anna. She's a little wild from VA.
Well, sounds like you two are a fun pair.
But she was with her boyfriend because her boyfriend mother is the sales representative at the assisted living.
Oh, okay.
Independent living. So when she get drunk, she's a social butterfly. Me, on the other hand, I'm not really social. I'm just like, okay, it's time to like put her on a show. So she sang some song and then she jumped into my arms like it was a little platform.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I asked her boyfriend, Steven, like, are you sure are you all right for her like going around like being all social with these motorcycle guys? Like, he don't really care. Like, he's
secure with his manhood. And
good
all
for
that.
Him. He's like, I'm not worried about her. She's like talking to people. I know she's coming home with me.
I know. Right.
Now that's a good man. There's too many guys out here that are a little too insecure and, you know, think just because someone, well, just because a woman wants to go be friendly that she's flirting, and that's not always the case.
So before they got there, they was on Crown Royal beer and weed and cigarettes.
They pre-gamed hard.
Yes, I don't. Jesus. Like, being single in own place, I try to make memories and everything. You know, trying to have a little social life, like trying to make friends. Like, you know, some people I just don't really get along with no more. They kind of fuck my credit up.
See, those people you need to drop, and then you need to find your crew of people that are worth it. That's the toughest thing, is finding like the right people for your lifestyle.
Yes.
You know,
like, I need to find,
because sometimes you need to drop some people and then add some people.
Right.
And it's tough cutting the cord, but you know what? It's worth it in the end, because I mean, if people don't bring anything positive to your life, what's the point of being around them? Right. You know?
Yeah.
So that's how I think.
So, wow. I wish some more people come, you know, who all listen to this podcast, you know, this is just like.
So it'll be posted after this and then everyone can hear it.
Oh, man.
Don't be nervous.
I know. They're going to love it in me because people love me. Some people draw to me because if I'm not approaching them and they hear this, they're probably going to hear the podcast like, he's pretty cool. Like, okay, we're going to like, where's his name? We're like,
they're going to be like, let's go karaoke together and get you drunk.
Right,
because that's all I was thinking. I was like, we go hang out, get him drunk, karaoke.
be doing spinning. I do a little break dance, spin.
You
then
spin on your head and stuff.
I don't know about my head, but I just do a little spin.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I've never seen any live karaoke like that.
Right. What else I did?
Do you have any good Uber or Lyft stories?
Okay.
People are always curious to hear about that, because we always figure like being the Ubers, well, not the ones driving.
The Uber is pretty brand new.
Yeah.
Lyft from 2016 to like September 2017, roughly that era. It was pretty good, but it was some characters like, okay.
Tell us the horror stories.
It's not a lot. I ain't get a lot of horror stories because I wasn't.
I mean, that's good.
Okay. I'm out in Waterford at this bar. You probably know it's off out in Waterford. So it was six people. I think it was two girls. Three guys. So one of them, okay, the girl was sitting in the front seat, and I'm following the GPS. I do a turnabout going to the right, and I feel a little draft at the back of my rear door. Someone's throwing up.
While you're driving?
Yes.
They're out the door.
Mm. While I'm about to turn. Like, I see someone throwing up. Now, okay, then it get issues with this white girl that's sitting next to me.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me, what's your name? I said, Sylvester. But she called me Sebastian. Like, do my name have a B in there and a sh?
I mean, it doesn't even sound kind of the same.
Like, so she asked me, like, Sebastian, you ever feel so messed up that you want to do something and get on top of the car? And I was like, if these three guys wasn't in this car with you, it would have been like a good show. You would have been.
It would have been fun.
Yeah, it'd been
but
real.
But you got friends.
Real fun.
With you.
And then the other girl at the back's like, Sebastian sound fun and all that. And
you're like, Sylvester? My name's Sylvester.
She called me Sebastian, like the white boy from Sebastian in a Never-Ending Story.
Yeah. That makes me think of, what's his name, Ryan Felipe, and what was it, that movie?
Is that the one with the, it was in a strip club, and it was, is it Studio 54?
Oh, no. God, he's been in a lot of movies. But yeah, that one. But same guy.
So that's the really one that kind of, you know, all right. Oh, the second one. The second one was I get a link, a call from Pontiac. I'm trying to, because I go to Pontiac off and on. Like, I'm trying to avoid Pontiac. I'm trying not to drive out there just to drop somebody off for $4.
Oh, yeah, that's a far drive for $4. That's
if you're on 75, you going out there, like, do you want to accept it or don't accept it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now this couple, this was a time I was like almost my last end. Like, I'm about to cut it off and go home. I was tired. I get a link out in Pontiac. So I had to use the bathroom. The dude came out the door, said, can you wait for a minute? I asked him, can I use the bathroom real quick? So I went to their house. It was pretty junky and everything. Used the bathroom. He asked me, do you want to hit a blunt with us? I said, okay, let's go. I think it was a bong or a blunt. Whatever. But I did like a couple of puffs.
Bong tokes rock me.
Yes. So they was going from Pontiac to MGM, and we talking, and they smoking cigarettes. I asked them, was they about to go to MGM just to have a little fun? That was a really interesting part right there. So I got like a good tip out of them. Like, I was real cool.
It's funny that people are so open. They're like, hey, you want to hit this bong? Like,
yeah, like, wow.
You know, I think that's actually great.
What was the next lift story? Let's see what I did. I picked up strippers before.
Oh, was that interesting? Was it like everybody was getting off work?
Like around three, out in East Detroit, like East 8 Mile. I think it was East Outer Drive and Connor somewhere in that area.
Okay,
but I didn't really talk to her. But she was like really, you know, I talked to some people, then other people don't look like they want to talk.
Right.
So she was going
some
to.
Some people are just quiet. Not
she
social.
Was going to a hotel to meet somebody up in I think it was off 696 and Ryan. So, and then she had to come back and drop, like, whatever you got to do on your at night.
Oh, she is going to make money.
Yes. Like, I wish I was, like, in there. Like,
like, I want dances, too. All right. Then.
What was
extra an, tip?
Yeah. Other places, the farther I drove was, like, MC Lanny. And 27 Mile.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that's the farthest I went to.
Like, that's far.
I'm like, this is ridiculous, and I had to put my GPS because you know the lifting kind of the network would like lose a signal out there in the woods, and you had to like cut your Google Map on just to get back home because I didn't know Mile and Utica is split. Mm-hmm. And it's like two highways and you go way out in the dark.
That's creepy.
Yes.
I mean, were you picking up a female or a male?
Male. They was mostly out there by Carly Joe's, I think.
Okay.
I want to go out there, though. But
that's a fun bar.
I never been there. I just don't want to get too drunk. And like, maybe I just try to get laid up in there and see how that goes. Like.
Right. I mean, exactly. You got to basically like. Stay with somebody that lives by there or take an Uber home because there's so many cops out there, but that bar is so much fun. It really, really is. I'm going back. I haven't been there in a while.
they get on the bar like the sexy women and everything.
Yeah, they have like a group of girls that are coyotes that get up on the bar and they do like a routine and stuff.
Oh my God.
And then I think they have karaoke sometimes as well. So I don't know, at night they have karaoke, but I know my girlfriend Andrea went out there and did it a couple times. So, and you like full on get up on the stage like with a microphone and stuff when you do the karaoke, I think there. I can't imagine how she would have got up there, you know?
Oh, man. Like, this past February was my birthday. Like, I went to Mojo in the Morning Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's the singles, like, yes, the Valentine's, yes, Day, like, party. Okay, I've now, always wanted to go to that. What is that about? What, okay, is that
this
like?
This is the same dude who fucked me over with my credit. Well, I co-signed, and I'm not in the... Ugh. Yes.
That's tough.
I should have won my first gut when I co-signed, before I co-signed.
Right. There's a difference between wanting to be nice to friends and then, you know...
And he snuck cocaine and shit for my birthday. Like,
oh man, you knew not to do that. Like, always go with your gut instinct.
In my apartment, this was like this year, so I'm not speaking terms with him. I'm just had to deal with the cosign crap. So back to the Mojo and Mona Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So do people wear pajamas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so
yes.
So basically, all right. Tell me about this.
Okay. I didn't make it last year when he had the tickets. It was at Athenaeum downtown,
yeah,
in Greektown. So it was at,
that's my favorite hotel downtown.
Okay,
I've
never
way.
Been there. All this time,
it's fantastic. If you go get the suite, it's so worth it. It's huge, 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 huge.
So they had it at the hotel on Southfield in Telegraph, but before 696.
Okay.
So I had my little pajamas on, like whatever. So I thought I had to pay, but it was like you get in. Once you walk in the back, it's like all pastry, desserts, pizzas in sharp heart shapes. And towards the back, towards the right, was like before you go inside the little thing, it was massages. And then the dance floor, the dance floor had like women in the cages on the swing set. I was like,
shut up, really?
I'm like, what the fuck? Is I'm in France right there? Is I'm in like Eyes Wide Shut, like right now? So
that movie,
I got,
so
I was like, it was pretty, it was getting hype up in there a little bit. Like, I was like, before it started getting hype around 10-ish, 11. Mm-hmm. So they're playing all the music. They're playing Backstreet Boys. They had the women in their lingerie. They had the dudes in their little black spandex pants.
Oh no, shit!
Yeah, you like that anyway. So
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they had the twerking contest. With
really?
Yeah, like from this big booty girl from Livonia. They had the intern, average looking guy,
mm-hmm,
and they had a little kissing booth because he was like an intern.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. They had one of the girls from the radio station. I think I know her. Well, you probably know her. She worked with Mojo.
Shannon?
One of them. So they blindfold her, and they, a couple of sexy dudes, like, lap dance on her.
Oh,
and then
nice.
They had the average Joe sit on her lap and, like, do all like this.
And give her, like, a lap dance or whatever.
Yes.
And, nice.
Then, they had at the bottom of the stage, it was a little platform with the strip poles.
Uh huh.
And before my boy came, my boy just showed up. I was dancing with this girl, Southern girl. I'm just dancing like with Blackstreet Boys, doing the routine, doing the bye 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 bye. What you wanna go? I was that's like, oh, okay, let's go. So I get a tap, like, who the fuck tapping me? Like,
yeah.
Like, and I'm just dancing. I'm like getting on my knees, like doing all of this. Like, she asked me, is my skirt going up? Like, no, it's not going up. Like, I would have noticed it. So, I get a tap. I turn around. It's old boy. So I looked at him like, you effed me up on that bullshit. Like, so they had to, it started getting interesting. They had the little fireworks at the strip pole.
Oh, really? Now, on the strip poles, did they have girls that were, like, on them? Or did they have, like, random girls that were coming up and trying to strip, too?
Well, they had the entertainer girls. And they had the little hula hoop, the glow-in-the-dark hula hoop.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Yes. And they had the fireworks. They had the other dude. He worked for Mojo, I think. Cut dude. Like,
uh-huh.
So I got on the strip pole and I tried to do my and they said you gotta get off the strip pole, man. Like, I want to do my little spin, like
you're like, excuse me, I have a strip tease due here. I don't think y'all know about this, right, but it's important.
So they had this tall, this robotic dude with the gun, the little air gun.
Oh,
yeah, he was on stilts. You probably he had he's like. Like a
a transformer with the gun, the air guns and stuff. Took a picture with that with him and my boy. He bought a couple of females. One of the females, all black hair. I don't know, it's my confidence level, but she looked like she was like just swigging her hair, like she don't want to talk to nobody. I don't know, maybe
because she's stuck up.
Yeah, maybe I wasn't I was overthinking stuff. So
could have been either, honestly.
Right. So I wasn't trying to get too drunk.
So now, was it like packed in there? What were people wearing? Were they wearing like pajamas, or were girls basically all in lingerie?
They were wearing pajamas, wife beaters. They little gown.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this is like, damn, I wish I took one of these girls home with me before I go to work.
Have a good day for the next day.
Yeah. And it was around February, the week before my birthday on the 17th. It was that snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And my job just called me saying, don't come in. I was like, okay, yes.
Thank God, because I'm hungover.
Not hungover, but I know I'm supposed to come in Saturday after work, after the first job, but it was like, oh, I kind of forgot. So back to the party. It was fun. I had a little fun with that. You know, next time I probably want to go to another one.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds live.
Right.
Yeah. I definitely want to check that out at some point. I keep, like, I've seen advertisements for it every year or whatever, but I don't know. It just looks fun. Or sounds fun, definitely.
Yeah, so pretty much I'm trying to see if I have a good summer. I should have went to that phone party.
Where is this?
It was at the Briggs. On Jefferson and Bruta Milsha, you know.
Oh, no, it was like a full-on phone party?
Yes, they're having another one this month and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And I think a rave scene coming here in August 2nd. I see. If you be on Facebook, I check out events and everything, what's going on. Yeah, so what else? Last couple weekends ago, I went downtown. Now, they had the little techno, you know where Gratiot and Broad Street meet up?
No,
Punch Bowl.
Social?
Yeah. So before you go there, it's like, they have a little alleyway, like they had a little concert or something like that. They had a little bar, a couple of bars in the alley.
Oh.
Like the standby bar. Because I was trying to meet up with somebody on Instagram. It's called Standby. And you go in there, it's dark. Not dark, dark, but to a point you can't see the menu. It's crowded. Everybody was eating. And it was playing trap music. And I was like,
that's a weird ambiance.
Yes.
Trap music, darkness, and food.
Yeah. And I saw this. The menu was categories like wine, brandy, vodka. I wish I got the drink under brandy because it had my name, the Sylvester.
Oh.
I was like, for real?
I mean, I feel like you should have had that.
Yes, instead of the non-alcoholic drink, because it was like $12.
Oh, wow.
And the non-alcoholic drink was like Citrix, so it was like $5. Like, I was trying to budget. And like,
yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, if you're going to spend money on something, it might as well be like at a good restaurant with a nice ambiance you actually enjoy instead of trap music, darkness, and food. That was different.
Yeah.
Was the food good?
I had the food. I had the drink.
Okay.
Yeah. It was pretty like a small cocktail bar. Yeah. Everybody was to the right. Everybody was sitting down to the bar. It was crowded. Because it was letting people in through an alleyway. So everybody, they give you like a wristband.
Mm-hmm.
It was just for that weekend. And after that, I walked around downtown, went to Hot Taco. That's my place right there, Hot Taco.
I never been. It was good.
By the Fisher Theater behind.
Yeah, I never been there.
Yeah, so I watched a little anime because they had a little anime on Adult Swim. I miss anime, so. It was some cartoon with a woman with a two people with guitars. One was red, one was blue. Me and the cook was just laughing, looking at the anime, because it was like a woman with headphones like I have right now. And she it was like a spirit coming out of her forehead. Like,
oh, that was weird.
What type of anime? I was like, watch it. Like, it was just cracking up. So I went home and everything. So pretty much it's cool. So,
yeah. Right on. So that was like a little pop up, basically.
Yeah, it was a pop up. Yeah.
That's fun. I don't know of any fun things. I'm boring.
Like, it's the drink that this dude, I met at Hopcat on Woodward. I try to get him to go out with him, like, you know, hang out with him and stuff. It's called The Last Word.
Okay.
It's like a French drink or whatever you call it, because it got Moschino cherries, some French liqueur. And it was pretty good. If you have it at 2 James or the brewery on Cass Tech, Cass, it's like in a little cocktail. It was a little sweet compared to him. So it got you right there at that time. So
it's good though?
Yeah, it do. Yeah.
I'll have to check some of these places out.
Yeah. So I do want to try that restaurant on. I see it on Facebook.
On Woodward?
With the vegan milkshake and...
Is it Green Space Cafe?
It's right here downtown Warrior Oak.
Oh, okay.
On 5th. I think it's on 5th Street somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll have to Google that.
Yeah.
I'm going to try in some vegan stuff.
I like some vegan. I have Vegan Soul Detroit from both locations. If you like, I mean, I might go vegan. I don't know. It's just, I like chicken. So
vegan is like...
It's a last resort.
You can't eat bread on it, right?
You can't eat nothing with animal products that's produced by animals.
Oh, so you can't have like cheese, meat.
It got to be made by vegan. Like, it got to be made by like soy milk, almond milk. You have to have the vegan mayonnaise. I've been researching on YouTube how they make their vegan stuff, like their tempeh ribs that look like ribs, like,
huh?
Really, like,
Did you taste them?
I had some at Vegan Soul. I had the barbecue tofu, the potato salad. It's right here. It's two locations. One downtown by East Village. And the next one is on Grand River and Evergreen.
Now, I know it's not going to taste like regular barbecue, of course, but right. Is it good?
It was pretty good, you know. I mean, if I got the platter, like the catfish nuggets that's deep fried in tofu and stuff, and chicken and waffles, and
so you can have like meat.
Well, to have, like, basically vegan, it's like you got to have vegetables, beans, because proteins come from the beans, the vegetables, the grains. You can either make mac and cheese out of vegan. I'm like, what the? I saw, it's like a process. You have to make.
I bet.
It's like, you got to take some cashews, soak them, grind them up. That's how you make the milk sauce.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they put nutritional yeast in there. And I heard you could put like butternut squash in there for the mac and cheese for nutritional value and everything.
People try out some crazy stuff and you're like, it's really good.
I like vegetarian stuff, like the black bean burgers.
I've had one of those. That was pretty good.
I used to work at Green Dot, like, a couple of years, like 2 or 3 years ago, like, and I had a black bean burger with the was it spicy mayo or guacamole or something like that. So I'm a foodie, so
I can tell.
Yeah, right.
That's good. I'm learning places that are good. I can go try out though.
Right.
So thank you.
Let's see what I did.
I hope this was entertaining. You know, I just I'm taking up too much of your time. You know,
no, like, you're not. You got 20 minutes.
Wow, a lot of talking I've been doing. So, let's see what I'm gonna do today. I'm trying not to go too reckless with money. So I have my enhanced license. I still ain't went to Canada yet. So
Oh, you haven't?
I've been to Canada as a young, like when I was 16, going to Williams Inn, but not really explore Canada like in my adulthood. Like,
right.
I'm like, I guess my journey is like an eat, pray, love.
Uh-huh. But you know what? It's fun. It's worth going.
Yeah. I want to go to Toronto. Mm-hmm. Like, as a solo traveler and live in a hostel and everything.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. I wish my car can make it because I try to drive it to Ohio and it says, no, you're going to turn back around. This transmission need to be working. Yes.
That's my car.
Yeah. So, because I heard they just legalized marijuana in Canada.
They did.
Yes, that's on Facebook. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
I didn't know that. That's awesome. Like, it should be decriminalized everywhere.
They might probably tax. They probably going to tax marijuana here if they do that.
They should. It would be an industry.
All the dispensaries, all the everything.
I mean, I get it, though. It's a business. Anything like cigarettes or alcohol, go ahead and tax that, you know? And actually, then some of that money, I would imagine, would hopefully, you would think, go back into schools and stuff like that and road work. And I mean, so it's kind of a whole industry that's sitting there that we're not using because hemp can be used for so many things.
Right.
Like there was a company that made like a car out of hemp, not the whole thing, but like the exterior instead of fiberglass, they somehow used hemp to pressurize, and it was actually stronger than fiberglass. They've used it to make petroleum. Like,
wow,
there's clothing. There's, you know, there's so many things you can use that plant for. So
the weed plant,
yeah,
you can make it out of like clothes and gas.
Yeah, like the hemp, like the hemp in there. You know, the sticks and stuff. You can.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You can actually use to make a whole ton of things. It's actually pretty interesting. Oh, there's some other company that made like, instead of plastic, where they made hempware so that it can be recycled easier, you know? So, yeah, I think it would be really dumb if it wasn't legalized. The whole plant can be used. It's medicinal. I mean, honestly, it's not any worse than alcohol. Right. If anything, it's better than alcohol. You never see somebody, like, smoke a fatty and then go get all mad and start a fight with somebody or get all crazy and, you know, I don't know, crash into a house. Like, people don't fall asleep behind the wheel because they're too paranoid while they're driving. Right, yeah, you know? Right. So if anything, you're extra careful. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Wow. Yeah. Because
I'm the ticket for November.
A ticket?
Yeah. So like to vote to decriminalize it.
Oh, yeah. Damn, I need to catch up with that. The voting day.
It should be. There should have been more than enough signatures already, but I don't know. I'd check that out.
Right. I might turn this into a career if I could do the chefing thing. And I don't know.
Yeah, what are some dishes you've been playing with lately?
Well, I do mostly cooking at work, and I'll be going Facebook Live or Instagram Live, and I'll be cooking some ribs, some macaroni and cheese, chicken Alfredo, hamburger with onion gravy. Like, I get creative because I went to Dorsey. And I got a little schooling from Henry Ford, so I'm trying to balance the two of the cooking and the personal life and everything, you know.
Right.
Like, be the author of my own story and stuff. Like,
absolutely.
Instead of being in the kitchen all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My boss, he's about my age. He's like the chef manager. Mm-hmm. I think he probably going to promote me as lead cook because the other cook don't want to do the lead cook thing. She's been there for 13 years. And the first time he asked me this year, I was like hesitating. Like, I didn't have that confidence, that drive. Like,
right.
I'm thinking I need to like work on myself, how to be more assertive and everything. I guess he going to work with me a little bit. I
He'll probably coach you along through it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you didn't see something special in yourself, but he saw something special in you, yeah, which is why
he's a mysterious. He's a mysterious guy. I'm a mysterious guy too. So, let's see. We all hang out and stuff, like the co-work and stuff. Like, we did like a going away party for Lydia. She was our aide for 3 years because she's going to school for nursing, so she got a job at the hospital.
We did
a lucky strike. That's what I was working at the time, so I got the little discount and we had fun. I got on the bar like I always. I gotta stop getting on the bar. That's looking too old up in there, but it's whatever. My bouncing gig, like, pretty much, I ain't put nobody out yet, so.
Oh, okay, that's good.
It was a couple instances that, you know, they probably noticed that, like, where you at? I'm downstairs, like.
Right.
Because it's, like, a couple big guys, and I like the average-looking guy. So, what was the story? Oh, I cussed on the radio station up in there, because they was doing, like, a 104.3 every Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And staying alive. So I asked the radio personality, can I do a shout out? Because I was on live on my phone. And it was in my sleeve. Right. And I was walking around like, this your boy Sly Cooper. So he caught to promote, the female promoter was calling me out and said, he's tall, dark, and handsome. And I was like, okay, you got me started now. So I got to the microphone and the way I, like, my introduction. He said, this is your boy, slide to the motherfucker Coop. He moved the microphone real quick and walked around to my boss. And I was like, oh, I was a little overexcited. Like, I apologize for saying that. He said, lucky we caught it because it was like a $30,000 fine. Like, what the? Just to be cussed?
Oh, wow.
That's why I asked you, like, beforehand, like,
We don't have that problem here.
I don't want to go
the internet radio.
I don't want to get too out of here. Like, you
know, you got freedom. Yeah. On terrestrial radio, like, you don't, not that I'm saying anything about it, both of them serve purpose, you know?
Yeah.
So, but oops.
Yeah. So, instead of my boss calling me the sniper, I don't know why he called me the sniper because I do dance. Like, you're going to be doing some dancing tonight? Like, probably so. Like, it get boring in there because. Then he called me Sylvester the F bomber. Like, don't be doing no F bombing up in here. Cause I'd be the bouncer, be dancing. Like, I try not to dance, but I was bored, sleepy, coming from the first job, be downstairs at the front door. I just let people, almost any people in, cause it's like a dress code up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't supposed to wear any sports attire, gym shoes. People still wear gym shoes. You gotta take your hat off, skull cap, but actually casual hat wear is acceptable.
Oh, just know what, baseball caps?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, some people gave me tips. Some
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like five or ten. I found some people give me $5. I found $10 on the floor.
Nice.
The
I never heard of people tipping their bouncer.
Like, I should have been
awesome.
Like, in the smoke, it's out there in Standing Live, it's a patio with the cushion seats in the smoke area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was patrolling the smoke area. And you don't put allow drinks in the smoke area. They don't put to take their shoes off.
Yeah, why would they take their shoes off at a bar?
It's like, okay, it's upstairs some Lucky Strike. So it's the bar. The dance floor. Outside is the patio.
Uh-huh.
So you're supposed to dance with your shoes off. You can sit down with your shoes off, but you can't stand up and everything.
Makes sense. Glass, yeah. And
They always ask me, like, why you can't allow drinks in the smoke area? It's like a Michigan law. You just make it up.
But, yeah, it's got to be like an enclosed patio. If it's not an enclosed patio,
it's
they
like
can't
a,
have...
It's like the bar in the smoke area. It's like, yeah. The bar is outside, and people bring their... Like, sir, can you please bring out your drink? No drinks allowed. Oh, sorry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People, I met all walks of people from life, like Germany, Italy,
wow,
Australia. I'm like, wow, like, I told I smoked a little weed with one of the people from Canada, this white girl, like.
Oh, people are coming from all over the place, I'm
like,
huh?
Like, they don't put some smoke weed up in there, like, you know, lucky my boss, like, my boss wasn't there every day.
Right.
I was, they know I was friendly. I was like the friendly one and everything.
Right.
Not really approaching, but they usually approach me and everything. I was dancing with them, like, oh my God, come on, y'all don't be.
Woo! That's awesome. Woo! See, at least you can have fun as long as people don't start, you know, drama.
Yeah. Most of the time when I be, it would be two bouncers, because it was by herself by February to like May or June until they bought the other bouncer and he paid him more money. Mm-hmm. So we had to take turns from going upstairs. He would start downstairs at the door and I'd be upstairs from 9 to like 11:30. Cause he paid attention. Me on the other hand, I'm like tired, sleepy, not really watching, but I'm watching. But it's like he's more. He know what's going on.
Right.
Yeah. So around 11:30, I go downstairs with Caitlin. She's like 19, fucking everybody.
Oh wow.
Yeah, she like black guys. She's on Snapchat, and I mean, I hear stories like, "Damn, I should have smashed you myself," but I
just run around getting like goodies to everybody.
Arab girl with a petite body, nice breasts, and everything. So she gonna miss me, like Sly. I'm gonna miss you because she's like, "It's nobody like you." I be dancing and everything. And
oh, well, goodbye, Caitlin. She's leaving?
No, I was leaving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you should, I don't know,
no, I don't want that. I don't know.
That's actually probably smart.
Yeah, so the bouncing thing, it was pretty fun. I meet some people. They ain't give me no, some people want to give me a shot, like, oh my God, mm-hmm. like, y'all about to, what else? I mean, it was pretty decent. Like, if you like throwback 70s, 80s, and 90s with the disco ball.
I do. That's fun on occasion, yeah, you know.
But I told him, can you add some, like, some Jeezy?
Wait, was it the same stuff, like, every night or whatever? That, like, was their,
that's the, it's not the DJ fault. It's the person who runs it.
It's the manager, because they tell him what music they kind of cannot play.
Right. It can't be no trap music, no Jeezy. Like, the only thing you probably hear is Ludacris, Little John, not Little John, but like Usher. You hear Madonna. You hear anything from the 80s, Madonna, Prince, Michael Jackson.
Oh, so they'll play R&B. They just won't play rap.
They play some raps. You play some House of Pain or maybe some Norda by Nature's. But it's like.
What about Tupac, though? I mean, he was 90s. Him and Biggie.
I probably heard Tupac, but.
Like once, that I can be all about. But.
Once he leave the building around a certain time on Saturday, the DJ do play whatever he played. It's maybe three different DJs. The DJ on Friday play like techno at the end. I'm not really down with techno a little bit. DJ Marquise is the famous one on Saturdays because mm-hmm. he's been around. He be around. So then it's DJ Armando. So they had the little air thing coming down, the little the fog machine, the bubble machine.
Oh, yeah.
They love that Whitney Houston, "I Want to Dance with Somebody."
I mean, who doesn't love that song? We played
The Shuffle by the Cupid Shuffle. I told them, can you play The Wobble? The Wobble was like, hey, do the wobble. Hey, big girl, one, back it up. Just back it up. Hey, it's like a little dance right there. So some people be break dancing. Like, you can't really break dance. Women can stand up on the speaker, and they have those bachelorette parties. Oh my God! Like, woo! Like they have the little dildos, the little dildo sprinkles, and
and the dick straws, the
blow up dolls, and I'm like, what?
Bachelorette parties are supposed to be wild.
Yeah, and we had the shag room. Like, it's divided in two. So it's like it can fit like maybe 10 people, 10 uh-huh. or 12 people. And the tables is like lava lamps. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you turn, we click a button and it's like you see the lava and everything. Mm-hmm. Colorful disco floor and everything. If you go down, I got got free tickets. Said Sly sent you there. Oh, so how he doing? That's what they were saying.
Oh,
yeah,
we missed him.
Right. They said it was if I I'll be back because I might need a break. I don't think maybe nah. It's a 25% sure, but
I'm not. They'll be back.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to work myself to a hope.
No, all work and no play is not good for anybody.
I know.
Work
I have
hard,
to
pay, work. You know, play
I know
hard,
I got to pay good. Bills, but I still have to live. Like mm-hmm. if the bills don't get paid, some bills don't get paid. It's like what the.
Well, yeah. I mean, you get burnt out if you don't take a little time for yourself.
I probably get one day out the week, and the weekend is going towards the second job.
Right.
And the Sunday is like crash day.
Yeah, it's crash, do laundry, clean your house, and get ready for the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, like I'm falling asleep by the wheel coming from Novi 696 to like Grand River. Like.
Well, you work some crazy hours.
Yeah, I don't know how. Right, so.
I can't work myself that hard. Then I'm just useless in general because I'm just tired. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Right. how many minutes I have on the podcast? This is so fun. I should.
I got about 5-6.
Wow.
Any events you want to like post out to people or like
oh.
how people want to reach you or any, you know, closing stories you think are good to close on?
I have a Facebook account. Well, y'all can hit me up on Sly Seal on Facebook. SLYSEAL Facebook or Sly Seal IG Instagram. I'm both on those media sites. Or text me, message me or whatever. If y'all need to hang out, have some fun during the week. If I'm on the budget, you know. pretty much I'm real rounded. Like to play, do different things. I'm trying to see if I want to go to gun range or pinball. Let's see. I like to go play arcade games, like Ready Play. The new arcade place called Ready Player One, like based off the movie Downtown. If y'all play like Street Fighter, Capcom versus Marvel, every day. Let's see. Like Downtown Warrior Old Ferndale, Downtown Detroit, Ann Arbor. Really, Ann Arbor, I've been there a couple of times with the to Necto. Oh my God. Necto.
Is that like your favorite bar there?
No, I only been there twice. I only been there one time.
Oh.
2 years ago. And I know Necto was like that with all that weird stuff. And I like it a little weird, but I had paint. They shoot the little paint thing. It was all on my Air Force Ones.
They shoot paint at you?
Yeah, on Monday night. People was wearing I went on live 2 years ago and I was boom 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 boom. Well, my homeboy, the one who screwed me over, and paint was all on my glasses. I went downstairs, took my shirt off. I just started this. You know what? Just let it all hang out. Let's let it all hang
right.
Out. Like,
I mean, if you're gonna go to a place like that, you better plan to get your clothes trashed.
Yeah, and then one of the dudes. White guy, tall white guy, said, you like had a. Said, the dude at Necto's asked me, you look just like Hannibal Buress.
I don't know who that is. Is that a compliment or?
It's a compliment, but he's a comedian.
Oh, okay.
The one, if you saw, look him up, you'll see.
I will.
He was on the show. On Adult Swim with the old boy with the tall, fuzzy, black. What's he? Where was he? Okay.
He was on that Zac Efron movie with the with Seth Rogen, with the college kids. The he was a police officer.
Oh, you know, I don't think I saw that movie. Is it worth a watch?
Yeah, it's worth the watch. It was a part two. It was a part one and part two. But they say I look like Hedda Barbera's. Uh-huh. I was like, oh my God, I got to put this on Wendy Williams. Like, even on Facebook, they say, I like, you do just like him. Like, if I go to New York City right now and see if I could do some comedy. Some people say I should be a comedian. I don't know how to write jokes. Like, the punchline is like, because I have like a certain sense of humor. It's like, funny just come out any way it goes. Like, when I'm telling a story, whatever, if you get it, don't get it. Like, you just, like, I went to this Puff Puff Pass poetry thing. And it's a hole-in-the-wall lounge. It's like, just say you want to be at home and it's dark and you want to smoke. Like, they play trap music. So the bartender was boosting me up, saying to go up there, tell what you got to say. So Ben Jones is the one on Facebook, said, coming up to the stage is Sly. So I'm already like getting a contact high from everybody. So I'm saying like, this, hey, thank y'all for letting me come in. It's your boy Sly. I can feel all the weed going through my body, the contacts. I was reciting a poetry thing, like a scene from Love Jones. You know the movie Love Jones? It's a old, like, it's like 20 years old, like with Nia Long and Lorenzo Tate. Like,
I was saying some random stuff. My queen, where are you? Buried of my children, give her life. Where are you? Come seek me. I come seek you. Whatever I was saying, but it was getting a little quiet. Like the you could hear the crickets. Like, they was cracking up a little bit. And I was singing some gospel songs. Like, ooh, yeah, how you like it, Jesus? And I was looking at the DJ like, y'all about to put me on the cypher? Oh, everybody said cypher? Like, you know, the rap cypher and all? Like, you know, I can't rap and everything. And then Ben came to, like, say, get your ass off the damn microphone. So come back next every Tuesday.
Right.
Right.
Oh, you know. Worth trying it out again.
Right. So
or there's open mic nights, like plenty of places for at like bars where they do like open mic night for like stand up or whatever.
Like this podcast, they have it at the Detroit one downtown at the
DSDT building. Yeah, that's Podcast Detroit too.
Oh yeah, I thought about going down there. Like if you want to do some comedian or podcast, because they have a lot of artists. If you want to harness your interview skills and everything, are a lot of local artists in Detroit want to play there. And I was like, wow, like,
oh, nobody tells me anything.
Like, I hear it on the radio station.
Oh, I got you.
And it's like it's a whole different media down there. Like,
yeah,
like I found out over Memorial Weekend, the history of techno music. And it was originally from Chicago and Detroit. Like, different artists, you know, feed on each other. Like, you had this one person named Colander Adams, the one who did, well, it was a couple people who did the 808 sound. And, I mean, that's where all techno come from. If your parents was like, maybe your parents probably know it back in the day, way back in the 70s. Like, if they went to school, they probably know, like, the techno area, like, with the Earth, Wind, and Fire and disco and everything in 80s.
I'll have to ask them about that.
Yeah, it's right next door to Punch Bowl. Like, they have, like, a whole calendar. Like, they had this right here, the whole podcast thing in the back. Like, their own personal radio station.
Okay.
And they got, like a collage of everybody from techno who created, like, they had like a collage of the microphone, the speakers, whatever they did. Like, You mm-hmm. have to, you have a person would explain to you what was the history of techno and everything. Mm-hmm. So check that out.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Right.
Definitely.
Right.
And that's so that's like a recording studio, but they also do a podcast out of there.
Yeah, you could eat basically. Out. It's like a lounge area. Once you first come in, you see like a whole collage of everything. Then this would be in the middle, mm-hmm. and then in the back is like a lounge area, like a old hippie thing. Like it's a lot of history. Nice. Like it's a lot of stuff I need to explore downtown. Yeah.
Right. All right, I'll go check it out.
Like, what's the restaurants I go to down there? I worked at Green Dot. Worked at Green Dot. Checked out Green Dot Stables. They new specials. Hopcat. Savik, the vegetarian Savik restaurant. What else? Sloan Barbecue Cafe. I love sushi. I love some sushi.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I need some. What else? The Q line. I did a Q line. How many minutes I have on there?
None.
I'm
sorry. No, you're good. Do you wanna plug social media again or whatever? Tell people where they can find you.
okay, this is your boy Sly Cooper. You can hit me up on Sly Seal, Facebook or Instagram. Tell out what y'all want to do, you know, what's going on, everybody, people vibe, you want to hang out, go to a concert. Let's see. When you see my name, you see the Imagine Dragon face. The group, that's my group right there. I went to a concert last year for the first Lil Caesar concert. So I like the Imagine Dragons. Who else? I like a little rock. I went to... can I still talk about... Okay. I like AC/DC. I like hip-hop, trap. A little country. Country's working into me a little bit. Like, after my homegirl left, I like some Keith Urban, some Derrick Ruckus. Who else? Thomas Rennie. I have a little playlist on Spotify. everything. What else? The song I like, Mad Max. Who else? The new Drake. Typical. Let's see. J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar. I like some Taylor. I like a little Taylor Swift. Like a little Bruno Mars. I'm just telling everybody who I am. Let's see. I like my favorite song on karaoke I will sing is Steppenwolf, Born to Be Wild. Like, we all are born to be wild in this lifetime. Like, even though you have kids or not got kids and you put them kids in camp and you want to, like, get loose for a week or two, you know, like the good old days, and you tell your grandkids, like, You ain't do nothing until y'all do this. Y'all need to step y'all game up, like, before these social media and people getting tape on video. They probably did it before y'all did it on social media. So shout out your boy Sly Seal, Sly Cooper, whatever you call me. It don't matter to me. Sly Dog. I'm pretty cool dude, laid back, funny dude, you know, like to have fun. Like to have decent conversation, you know, what's on everybody's mind, you know. Love y'all.